Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Show Radio Show.
Crotch Show Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the whippies, the whippies.
Welcome to the Crotch Shop Radio Show. Hopefully I'm not coming in all, you know. This is the Crotch Shop Radio Show where we kick the issues in the balls. God, I don't really got anything really planned. Chris Geo might want to be calling in to talk about the huge show that he had last night with comedian Joe Rogan talking about drugs and shit and expanding your consciousness with DMT, you know, turning your brain into a demilitarized zone. And let me shut off this here fucking fan, because it's starting to sound, it sounds freaking crappy here. Yeah, what's up? So we're just going to be doing some news and talk about some shit, hopefully crack some jokes. If you guys want to call in, hit me up on Skype and I'll add you to the call. Let's
see what's going on.
Yes, I sound like your glorious leader. And actually, guys, we got, if you're new to the show, if you're listening, help us out by donating some money to help us, do some upgrades to irritate the state. Because that's where we're on. I am a proud show on the Irritate the State radio network. In fact, anyways, moving on, fuck it. Guess who's back? Back again. Swine flu's back. Tell a friend. Yes, the H1N1 swine flu virus may be starting to mutate. Ooh, scary. Just in time for Halloween, get your go trick-or-treating and get your swine flu shot.
Mommy, do you have candy?
No, but I have this quadruple swine flu shot for you. Oh, my goodness. There you go. You're sizzling on the ground. I guess that's what you get for watching Michael Tessarian videos. Anyways,
Michael Tessarian.
It may be starting to mutate, and slightly new form has begun to predominate in Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, researchers reported on Thursday. Isn't Singapore, like, really fucking crowded? You know, anyone blows a fart, it's like 1.2 billion people have already smelt it in 2 minutes. That's fucking crowded. More study is needed to tell whether the new strain is more likely to kill patients and whether the current vaccine can protect against it. Guess what? Probably not. Yes. What's gonna kill you is the fucking vaccine itself. I heard that they're putting some lovely flavors in it. They're gonna put some, of course, the old favorite, the thimerosal, also known as mercury. They're also gonna put some arsenic for freshness. Maybe some bleach, so that way it kills the germs, so that way they don't have to waste money on alcohol before they rub it on your skin to give you the shot. You just automatically kills 100% of you. Not so much the, you know, I think that's the real thing behind the swine flu vaccine is, you know, if they kill you, you can't catch the flu. So boom. Louis, your voice sounds different. How does my voice sound different? Did they clone me? Did they George Nori me and fucking clone me? Yeah, I hope they didn't fucking George Nori my ass and I'm really a clone of myself. Yes. Swine and you don't like garlic? We got Donna Van Meter. She's a Jew. She's a Jewess. She's, you know, but she's not one of those satanic Jews. She's one of those...
Your normal Jew?
Yeah, she's a normal Jew. Don't worry. She's a regular ass Jew. A Jew vampire. I feel fine, everybody. Don't worry. I'm just fucking dying over here. I don't know what the, I did barely any show prep. I'm just trying to, I kick it. It's getting hard to think about what to talk about with you people, because I don't want to be like, yes, I'm doing the same hack shit. You know, let's see who's, I think somebody wants to call in. No, no one wants to call in. That's just someone telling me that they're okay. So, yeah, anyways, moving on. This one's from Natural News. Quadruple dose seasonal flu super vaccine now being aggressively pushed onto senior citizens. Hey, that's one way to cure the, that's one way to get rid of all the senior citizens on retirement. You know, that's how you balance out the Social Security. There you go. If you don't have to pay nobody because you killed them with the swine flu vaccine, you don't got to pay them no more. Yeah. Oh, really? Really, Christy? Christy's just... Yeah. Yep. So, anyways, moving on. We're going to... In fact, let me, who should I get on? And I'm hearing myself again. Okay. What else we got going on here? Oh, actually, let me play this quick clip when I called into True Frequency last night, so.
Caller on the line, our first caller tonight is Louis B. of Crotch Shot Radio. How are you doing tonight, Louis?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing? Joe,
what's up,
it's an honor. It's an honor.
Thank you, sir.
Don't mean to kiss your ass.
The man from Crotchshot Radio.
Damn Skippy.
What is Crotchshot Radio?
It's basically kicking the issues in the nuts. I'm kind of like a Puerto Rican version of Opie and Anthony.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, wait, you got a like, great name for a radio show. It's very memorable.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Quick question. Joe, I once ate out this 300-pound black chick with a cunt chock full of crabs and herpes. So
right.
is fear a factor for me?
Well, if you already did it, I would say no. I would say clearly fearless. So fear is not a factor. Wow. I think you are right. I think you got it together. Maybe for other people, it would probably be like a life ender. But I think you're just going to have a good story.
Okay, cool, thanks. And my next question is a serious question.
Okay.
What is the proper amount of DMT? All right, no serious questions on this show. Yeah. So, yes. And, yes, I did eat out a fucking black chick's diseased cunt. It wasn't delicious, but I was getting paid. So, anyways, fear is not a factor anymore. So, damn. Back to the news here. Again, Natural News. The vaccine industry has now decided that injecting senior citizens with the standard vaccine just isn't working because they're not dying quick enough. We've still got too many fucking old people to pay Social Security to. Got to kill them off while we still got a chance. Or else we're not going to be able to get those kickbacks to you know, fly to Asian countries and fuck little kids. Says the politician to the fly. Isn't that how that works? ladies and gentlemen, isn't that how that fucking works? God. So yeah, we gotta kill off our senior citizens with this fucking, so yeah, just if you love somebody and they're old or young, don't give them the fucking flu vaccine. Make sure you stop them. Tie them to a chair if you have to. Feed them some chicken soup. Keep them healthy. So anyways, moving on, I got this on, body scanners unveiled at JFK Airport. Yay! Yay! We got, now New York City got our own, fucking, x-ray machines that see under people's clothes. Like, that shit is funny. And no, seriously, no one in the mainstream media is saying, well, didn't they have full body scanners at that airport where the underwear bomber got on, and that didn't stop them? Yeah, no. It's just a huge-ass fucking joke. Yes. We got Buzz. Buzz. Okay, let me get fucking Jabba on. See if he wants to help me out here, because I'm getting tired of fucking talking to myself all the time. Hopefully this works. So far, my bandwidth is doing good. Sounding good. In a world where Jabba is being called. By the way, just in case you didn't know. Put down that Dr. Pepper. You're listening to Irritate the State Radio Network. This is Alternative of the Alternative Radio. There you go. Jabba. And he's... Okay. I keep forgetting there's a fucking lag between me and Jabba, so... He'll hear me...
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. 2 seconds. It takes 2 seconds, so we're gonna have the world's slowest conversation. How you doing, nigga?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
So far so good. So, did they put body scanners in Canada yet?
I don't know, man. That's just a rumor that I live in Canada.
Oh, it is. It's just a rumor. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Seriously.
All right. I thought that was common knowledge. Okay. Well, I mean the one advantage to having full body scanners is that the rumor of me having only one testicle will be put to rest. So, yes.
Yes, we'll find out you have none at all.
Oh, you fucking genital mother! You know what? If I don't have them, it's because you fucking bit them off, you fucking faggot. So, oh goodness. Hey, if you guys want a fucking prank call, just start finding me numbers. No fucking fake-ass fucking Craigslist ones. Fucking whack as hell. Getting tired of the fucking... Everybody wants to do a... I don't have pus on my nuts. fucking, these are my
list. Nut butter.
Yeah, nut butter. I got some... Oh, shit, she's back. Okay, we got Patrick on here. We got Patrick. We got Miss Pai. Great. Ni hao, Kailan. Yeah, there you go. Oh, shit. Okay.
She said she,
Yeah. She said what?
She said she loved you long time.
Oh, man. She get creative. It's like, oh, fuck you, Louie. Find your own damn numbers. Why don't you fucking find something? Find some real numbers. He's telling me to go fuck myself with his fucking, bear man beard right there. Oh, goodness. I got Pat. Bush Grind family, he wants me to fucking prank Sabrina, but she knows my voice. Fuck it. Let it be a prank call, but like not a prank call. I'm gonna call her anyways. See how fucking flip.
All right. I,
how,
I can,
how, Yeah, let's see.
So Saul called last week, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna see how much she flips out when I say, "Hey, you're on the radio show." There we go, calling.
This should be interesting.
Yes.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Is not available.
Ah. Let's see. Let's try this one more time. She picks up.
Boo.
And I'm going to tell her it's me, too. So, you know, watch as my balls expand.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Is not available.
I'm
at the tone,
message.
Please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Ah, oh, oops. Fucking hung up. Eh, let's try one more time for good measure.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Sabrina, it's me, Louis B. You say you wanted to come on the radio show? Just calling you, wanted to see if you wanted to have some fun. So, alright, keep it real, okay? Bye. There you go. Now the trap has been set.
There you go.
The trap has been set. Yes.
Oh,
yeah, happy birthday. Yeah, actually, today is Christy Aphrodite's birthday. So, everyone in the chat room, wish Christy a happy birthday. Today is her 29th birthday. So, wish her a happy birthday, everybody.
Aww.
Yes. It's the big 29. I'm gonna get stabbed one of these days. She's gonna give me a hug, and she's gonna fucking stab me in my fucking heart. Yes.
Isn't that what all women do?
Yeah, that's what they all do. You know, you can't wish them happy birthday. So that's not a rumor. It's true. It's her birthday today. So do so by getting her a gift. She likes Bob's. So.
She likes salsa.
She likes salsa. She likes chips. So what I'm going to get her is some salsa that was made in New York City. What's with all the joy?
I have a salsa joke.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I think I actually told you this one, but, you know, how do you get a baby out of a blender?
What?
Tortilla chips.
Ah, delicious.
Yum.
Yeah, Christy's a little shy that it's her birthday. She doesn't like it. But hey, you know, today is her 29th birthday. What she really needs is a 19-year-old boyfriend for the whole cougar thing. Cougar.
See, no, she needs two of them. Two
times
19, 30.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah,
you have to use math like those Masons do.
Yeah, actually, what she really likes older men, so we get her 4 to 10-year-olds. Either that or 2 35-year-olds, so that way she can have herself a senior citizen. But yes. Silver Fox, yes. We'll get her to, how's about we get her to 40-year-olds? What's the difference between a 19-year-old and a 36-year-old? Okay, bank account. There you go. That's it. What else we got going on over here?
What's the difference between a pile of dead prostitutes and a Ferrari?
What?
I don't have a Ferrari in my garage.
Oh. There you go. What do you get when you cross a black person and a tiger?
I don't know.
A niger. Yes.
Didn't you think it was a bit funny that Tiger Woods, his mom is Thai and his dad black and his name's Tiger?
I'm just sad that no tycoon jokes were being made. Tiger is a golf tycoon. Damn.
That Tiger, he's a young entrepreneur. He's a real tycoon.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. But notice, no matter how, what you're mixed with, you know, he still goes after white women. Isn't that funny, though? I mean, really think about it. All the chicks that he cheated on his white wife with were all white as well. Not one colored chick.
Well, he went for like uber white, didn't he? Wasn't he Scandinavian or some shit?
Yeah, that's like super duper white. That's crackalicious.
That's like Hitler's wet dream.
Oh God, they're saying that we're breaking up again. I don't know. Are we breaking up really that bad? Yeah, but it's funny. I mean, which goes to tell you, you know, even if you're cheating, you never go out with sisters. Tell you what, it's like, Tiger, if you don't fucking pay off my student loan, bitch, all right, credit card bill, I'm going to tell your wife everything.
You better run down the Rent-A-Center.
Yeah. All right, you know what? Fuck you niggas, all right? You want me to be mean? You want me to be mean after everybody breaking my fucking balls? It's like, Louis too mean. Louis too... All right, you know what? Get Sophie on the phone. In fact, I'm getting... Fine. Everybody wants to be... What?
I think you effectively scared Sophie off. I don't think she's coming around, dude.
Oh well, that just goes to tell you. She ain't got no heart. You know, she don't got the heart for the game. She thinks she could run with the big boys, and she couldn't. What the fuck is her fucking? I can't find it.
Either that, or she just doesn't like jokes about dead babies and prostitutes.
Yeah, well, then she should move to a planet that doesn't have dead babies and prostitutes. I think the moon has hookers, though, now. Moon.craigslist.org.
Blood tussle.
What?
Would that be Bud Tussle, Oklahoma?
Yeah. Okay, what? I can't fucking... she's not on.
They got KKK.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought she would like me because I heard she likes colored guys. She's not on. She didn't have sent her the link. Let me see if she's really on.
Baby prostitute.
What happened? Baby prostitutes. That's gonna be my next documentary. That's gonna be sold on InfoWars. Yeah, baby prostitutes. For years, baby prostitutes have been used to undermine the New World Order. What? Ah, call failed. All right. Yes. Yeah, no, Christy wants me to be mean, folks. Christy, I can't fucking be a nice guy on the show. I understand now. I can't be a nice guy.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed. No, Miss Christy.
I think Mr. Von Fitt would definitely oppose to you being mean.
Seriously, at this point, if I found someone in a fucking wheelchair, I would fucking punch him in the face and dump him out of that wheelchair like that cop did. In fact, I did that once to my drunk granduncle. You know, he was calling my mom a whore, so I freaking lifted up his fucking chair and made him crawl back home. He was fucking crawling like a wounded soldier. It was hilarious. Fucking, you know, you don't call my mom a whore and expect to be fucking rolling home all comfortable and shit. Yeah, he got dumped out.
So I thought you were...
What happened?
So I thought you were going to talk about Jews.
Oh, really? You want me to talk about the Jews?
Satanic Jews?
Yes. I'm just...
You know... And Chrissy, alright, so anyway, oh snap, we got my homegirl Anna from O-Town, Florida, what's up? So, I mean, I'm about to fucking let
some... Hello.
Oh god, alright, so yes, ladies and gentlemen, actually I'll just go get into this story next, but here... ADA study confirms dangers of fluoridated water, especially for babies. Oh, shit. Really? Fluoride in the water is bad for babies? No shit. Anyways.
But that nice gleaming smile. Doesn't matter if it turns you into a fucking zombie.
Yes, it does. It does matter. It matters. Fact,
but how are you going to get a good husband, good job, if you don't have a nice, pretty, clean smile?
I don't know, but you know what you should do with your babies? What the fuck? How's that shit not working? Why the fuck is my spinning saw not working? Ah, the spinning saw is not working. I can't do the fucking joke without the fucking spinning saw. What?
You probably run through too many babies through that damn thing.
God damn, the fucking spinning saw is not working in the studio. The crotch shot studio. I gotta fucking fix it. Hopefully it'll be ready after the break. This is fucking bollocks. I blame the Jew. I blame Donna. I blame Donna's people for this.
I imagine the front room. Room looks like a cross between the movie Saw and Sesame Street.
Sunny days. Actually, it's a cross between Mr. Rogers and Hell. Just, yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. I got nothing. I really just got nothing today. Holy crap-a-roni.
Blame the Jew.
I blame the juice. Yes. And, alright, let's see. Let's see if it works now. Yes, this is what I do with babies all day long at the abortion clinic. There you go. 1 billion people served.
See, now, if we would have had you around, we could have got Superman out of the wheelchair. That's what I'm saying.
I would have, actually, yeah, we would have got him out of the wheelchair if he was able to walk. I don't give a shit. And be like, I'm like, dump him out of his chair. Go save the world. Rise of the Phobot. We'll be right back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Travel and shake the foundations of the world order. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create, direct, love, wants to the trenches, suit up for...
Would you consider that torture? Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
You are listening to Irritate the State Radio Network.
Play the new damn bumper!
Irritate.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Irritate.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69. For an additional 2,000 bonus points, only from Delivery.com.
Do you like to smoke but hate the health effects? Well, now there's an alternative. Introducing the ProVape 1. The ProVape 1 is proudly made in the USA and features a larger battery than traditional electronic cigarettes. More battery means more vapor and longer smoking enjoyment, with 8 to 10 hours of use on a single charge. The ProVape 1 brings out more flavor out of the smoking juice. Get your ProVape 1 today at tinyurl.com/provape. Starter kit costs $125. That's tinyurl.com/provape. That's tinyurl.com/provape. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on irritatethestateradio.net. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Happy birthday.
You could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provide small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Yeah, welcome back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we get some shit done sometimes. Anyways, yeah, this is a fun time to be living in New York City. New York's landmarks becoming suicide haven. New Jersey prosecutors say no decision has been made on whether to add additional charges in the Rutgers suicide case. Students in students Duran Revy and Molly Wee are charged with invasion of privacy. The Middlesex County district attorney might add bias charges. Ravi and Wei are accused of streaming online video of classmate Tyler Clementi during a sexual encounter with another man. Buzz buzz. Can I get a buzz buzz?
Buzz buzz.
Thank you. Just... Yes. He later committed suicide by jumping off the George Washington Bridge because he was just a wacky little prick. Just, you know, seriously, this is what I hate about fucking suiciders. That's the proper terminology for a person that is going to commit suicide, a suicider. They fucking inconvenience everybody. You know, especially those fucking selfish motherfuckers that jump in front of the fucking train in the subway. So that way, the subway's like backed up for like 5 hours and you can't get to where you want to go. And the cops don't want to let you go. so that way you can try to get another route home, because, you know, they gotta ask you questions and shit while they're hosing off. Yeah, while they're fucking hosing off fucking dickhead over here.
Mrs. comes home.
What?
I'm saying, you know, the people that get traumatized seeing that shit as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, that's, I find it hilarious, though. It's like, fucking another weak motherfucker. You know, if you gotta kill yourself, that just proves how much of a fucking coward and pussy you are. You can't fucking deal with shit. So what, you got caught with your pants down. You know, you got caught with your pants down. You know what, next time you be a little careful with, A, who you're fucking, and B, just look around. You know, prostitutes, they look around, last chick I was with, you know, she was a hooker. You know, she was with one of those security wands, just to see, she did a fucking sweep of the bedroom before she started blowing me. You know, that's what you gotta do. If not, either don't fuck or just don't give a fuck about, you know, people seeing your naked ass. Yeah, that's where I'm getting. And oh, I'm so. Okay.
Sorry, man. Lag killed.
Yeah, the fucking lag is killing me. You know, sometimes you gotta fucking go with the wand. You know that wand I'm talking about, the one that finds bugs and hidden cameras and shit. Yeah, but you know what he
needs? That Gaydar tech.
Gaydar. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm talking about fucking bugs and shit. And the bugs, you know, those listening devices. The ones that they, that those, yeah, fuck you. Anyways, back to this story. Clemente, the most recent example of New York City landmarks becoming a site for tragedy. As CBS2's Mark Morgan reports, I'm getting this from CBS2, just so you know. There's a reason those who take their lives choose iconic structures for their final act. When Clemente left to his death from the George Washington Bridge, the Rutgers student suicide drew national attention. Yeah, national attention from a bunch. You know what? I was fucking bullied when I was younger. I used to get my ass kicked on a daily basis. Jesus Christ. You know... You see me wanting to commit suicide? No, no. You wait until you're older. You find out where they're at. You wait till they get out of jail, because most of them went to jail, and you break their kneecaps. You break their kneecaps, you download some fucking child porn on their computers, and you report them, and you send them back to jail with broken legs. Whoops. That's how you do it. You don't go killing yourself. You take revenge. What he should have done was fucking taking a bat to, the tower head and the chink bitch. It's like, how the fuck dare you fucking film me while I'm on the fucking job? Fucking, I would have
signed
up.
Yeah, man. I mean,
yeah.
If it would have been, like I said, like when we were discussing this last time, if it would have been like some pretty co-ed that just decided to, you know, munch some bush for the first time and, you know, got caught on webcam, that dude would be like in front of a court, you know, being labeled a pervert and being, you know, oh, this is a horrible disgrace and
sex offender
but registry. No, because it was a gay dude and he committed, he committed suicide. It's like, oh well, see, and you know, the only thing I would say about that is it's for people who are thinking about, oh, you know, I've been caught, blah blah blah, I commit suicide, it only goes to further the stigma that there's something wrong with it. There's no reason you need to commit suicide. I'd fucking run over and fuck him in his ass after I found out that he caught me filming. You know what I mean? Or got me on tape or whatever.
Okay. See, Jabba will resort to sodomy.
No.
I would take a bat to their heads.
It's an eye for an eye, or in this case, a brown eye for a brown eye.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, I'm just saying, you know, you want to watch me on the job? I forgot where I was going with this now. No, oh yeah, exactly. But what if this dude was straight? Not only will this dude not get no justice, they say, like, so what, you got filmed. In fact, they will watch the video, charge the guy with rape somehow. It's like, how dare you? How dare you
Yeah,
how dare you be sleeping with a girl? It's consensual. Doesn't matter. It was filmed. It was filmed without her knowing. It's your fault somehow. How about... I'm not going to sodomize. There's no one with a bat. A bat is not for sodomy. A bat is for beating shit in. Oh, wait. No, that came out wrong. Beating heads in. There you go. Not beating shit in. You don't want to... Yeah, you know what? It's never a good thing to try to push another man's shit in. It's just not how things are done. That's just barbaric. It's just like no.
That's not right.
That's not right. Sodomy is never a joke. It's sometimes a means of revenge. So.
Well, you know, like I said, an eye for an eye. Brown eye for a brown eye.
I don't got Jim's mom's number. I'm getting requests to call Jim's mom, which was hilarious when we did it. Like, Mrs. Stachowiak, your son is acting like a douche. I wonder how many fucking calls she gets of people complaining. It's like, your son's a dick. I know.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
When she got the call, man. And she sounded like she was used to it. Oh, great. It's another one of those fuckers calling about Jimmy. Jimmy, what have I told you about being a dick and molesting little boys?
Jimmy, give that boy back his ball. They know where I live and they're gonna burn down my fucking house, Jimmy. So,
Jimmy, give that boy back his virginity.
Yes. No, I have claimed his virginity in the name of the Georgia State Militia. Oh, God. I would love to get one of the guys from the Georgia State Militia on there and for them to tell us, nah, that nigga is not with us. That nigga is crazy. Feel free and go down to his
place. Oddly enough.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but oddly enough, last week when Sausage Neck was, bigging up Jim and posting up his, RT video, and saying, oh yeah, you know, sometimes we have to defend ourselves and, COINTELPRO. Anyways, I went and posted up the Truth Brigade, the Panama Boys from the Truth Brigade YouTube, right?
Yeah.
And, I was looking there and it said, you know, please don't mention ARM because he's not affiliated with us or something to that fact. I'm paraphrasing, but if you go look on it right now, it'll say that.
The thing is, you know what that fucking asshole did to me? I had Panama Boys on my account. He fucking got it flagged, and I got a flag on my fucking account. Because he wants to be a fucking cock face. He's a fucking asshole face. I mean, look at him.
Oh.
You know, look at him. I mean, he really got that
look
face.
Look at the lovely chat.
Wow.
Miss Donna Van Meter's mouth.
Jim and Alex.
Donna, do you kiss your mom with that mouth?
No, but she eats her pussy with it.
Oh.
Yeah. Delicious. Okay, Louis back in control. Jim and Alex pulling a 69er, stroking each other's ego. No, it's not their ego they're stroking. So hot and heavy like. What? What? My God. I'm catching shit. What? I'm catching shit for that last comment.
I was just gonna. Yeah, I was just going to say, you all should come to expect this by now. You, like, the shock value, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, I would think by this point, everybody would just go, yeah, I know exactly what to expect. This is Crotch Shot. But the fact that people sometimes get offended, just I think that makes it even better.
Oh, my God. I love Donna. Don't worry about it. I love Donna. But I'm going to break her balls just the same. She ain't no different from nobody. We're all friends here. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's like, don't you remember the Jews run this network? I understand the Jews run this network. Just
Jewish cursing technology.
Exactly. That was Tim Refat. Yes. And don't forget, you know, Donna is also surrounded by
50 million blacks.
Damn, that's a lot of niggas. It really is. That's like a shitload.
At one time?
Yeah, no, that's part of her. That's part of her Jew army. That's the Donna. That's the that's the Donna Israeli Defense League. 1.5 Jews.
The Dominazis.
The Dominazis. Yeah, there you go. That's how I roll. Damn. Imagine what she has to do to fucking keep them 50 million blacks happy. Shh. Preposterous.
I hope this is the bazooka talking about.
Oh, yeah. She was talking, what? Women can't be Jews, Christians, Muslims.
She's been wrestling bazooka.
Donna Nazis. Yeah. She's gonna start her own group with the Donna Nazis. I'm gonna start a new group on Facebook to join the Lou World Order. Who wants to be part of the Illuminati? Yeah. Oh, I think Donna does have some
this cobalt 60 powder.
She does, and she fucking sprays it on people. Like, you know, when you're thinking of all this calm, she takes out her compact, her like, makeup compact, and she blows it in your face, like, whew, Cobalt 60 powder all up in your grill.
I think that's...
What?
I think that's the key ingredient in her brown.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, whatever you do, don't eat her brownies, because it's probably made from the blood of... Goyim children. You know how that goes. They put the blood in their matzah soup.
The blood of Christ.
Yes. I bet they keep a vial of it just in case, you know. It's like it's delicious. All right, what else we got going on here? Digital cloning. Could it be the rise of the Cylons, you know, those, in Battlestar Galactica, the new one, they had these robots that were organic. So somewhere between epically cruel and downright creepy, you can create a digital clone that looks like you, talks like... Wait a minute, weren't you guys talking about this earlier? Hey, you guys were already talking about this, right? On ITS News today? You can make a digital copy of yourself? Yeah, you probably... Okay, I'm waiting for Jabba. Yes, Lou. Oh, yeah, Donna brought it up. All right. So, yeah, I don't got to bring it up again. But basically, you can have yourself a digital copy of yourself running around on the internet butt-fucking shit. All right, there you go. So, enjoy. Just bringing it up. Hold on. Let me get Chris Geo on the line because I remember he wants to talk about it. Alrighty. Wants to call in and talk about some shit. There we go. Calling ill Chris Geo because I, you know, he wants to talk about some shit. So we'll, you know, help him out. Oh, his fucking Greek ass better pick up. This is good for radio.
You have reached the voicemail box of 2.
Whoops. Whoa. Call him again. Tell him I...
Hey, you know, same.
Okay, I didn't understand that.
Thing.
I have no idea what you just said.
Sorry, I'll just wait till you do this call.
All right. Chris, I tried. All righty. So, Jabba, what were you saying?
You were just talking about this whole virtual self thing, man, and I don't know if you've already said it, but yeah, I don't think I could live my eternity out in Farmville, and not until they get it to where I can live the rest of my days in Red Tube or something of that nature, and make an actual good time of it. Just getting status updates for the rest of eternity about really boring, mundane, banal, fucking horrible things like, I just had the greatest dinner with my Aunt Bethel, and it was lovely. She made a nice, lovely crepes, and they were really, really nice.
The biscuits were a little bit hot, and I burned my mouth. I was very injured.
God damn, these fucking mosquitoes.
I got blisters all on the inside of my mouth.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Blisters pus on the inside of my mouth. Horrible.
Seriously, I would live my life on scatlover.com. Yes. Everyone go there.
I think you'd live your life in...
If I live my life on what? Meat spin joke here.
The meat spin.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew that's where you were going. I smelt it. Yes.
You can smell a meat spin, can't you?
Are you telling me that's where, you know, you're the star of meat spin, dude?
No, definitely not. That's, I think, Chris Geo.
Oh. You think so?
Well, he was plugging it on frequency last night.
Wow. Yes. Oh, damn, dude. Found where Two Girls, One Cup came from. Yep. Scatlover.com. Enjoy. Gotta enjoy women.
Yeah, Christy said... she finally got to enjoy the Two Girls, One Cup yesterday.
Yeah, I made her watch it, and because it was her birthday, and she filmed the reaction video to it. It was fucking priceless. She actually also got to see the BME Olympics, and the shit was, you know, she's like, ah! She starts screaming. It was hilarious. It was the greatest thing I ever heard.
You know, my missus watches that shit. Told me about, you know, this guy who, tie off sections of his penis and then cut them off until he just cut off the whole thing. And I'm just going, yeah, pretty cool trick, but how many times can you do that one?
Yeah. Wait a minute, who's Truth Brigade Radio Show and what? How is Christy typing on both accounts? How does that work? She's what?
She says it's legit, so I think she said it was someone else.
Okay. Huh. Okay. So yeah, no, she it was fucking hilarious as hell. I mean, but, dude, I have yet to watch the BME Olympics. All I saw was a knife and a dick, and I just got the fuck out of Dodge. I can't watch that shit. I have my fucking limits. I can see someone getting shot in the head.
Oh, no, man.
hipster Hitler. First of all, I hate the fucking hipsters.
Nah, dude, I couldn't watch the whole somebody chopping the cock off thing. I don't know. I mean, I like to think I have a fairly strong stomach. I've seen Cannibal Holocaust and was able to watch that without, you know, being too freaked out by it. But yeah, just the whole somebody sawing off their own cock for some sort of sick masochistic one-time thrill. Just, I don't know, man. Ugh.
Yes. I can't, you know, I could, again, I could watch someone getting shot, but I can't see someone get cutting their cock off. That shit's just not fucking funny. It's not good. It's not good for nobody. Of course, this is a fucking hipster that fucking drew this. They fucking just love Hitler. They love Hitler. Fucking assholes. Have you seen One Guy, One Cup? One Guy, One Jar, where some dude, he sits on a fucking jar, it breaks in him, and he starts bleeding?
I can't say I have.
Yeah. Shit will make... Now, that shit will fucking make you cringe. Anyways, back to some semi-serious shit. That motherfucking gay fish, Kanye West, jokes about devil worship and Illuminati rumors. If anyone's seen his fucking video, Power, I mean, if you don't think he's a devil worshiper, I got a fucking bridge some gay kid just jumped off of. It's like, phew, there you go. Kanye West's latest artistic endeavor, the musically driven short film Runaway, has been a hot topic among his fans, with Runaway and Pound Ass Kanye becoming Twitter trending topics after the film's Saturday night premiere on MTV. Apparently, some viewers felt the project invoked symbolism of the Illuminati, ancient secret society that has been linked to contemporary conspiracy theories, suggesting an elite group of leaders control the world unbeknownst to the general public. And that's why the New World Order will combat these motherfuckers. Because, you know, you don't play around with Satan. Satan, bad guy. On Sunday, October 24th, Ye took to his Twitter page to humorously address rumors that he's a member of the purported society and worships the devil. Apparently, Yeezy has no clue what the society even is. I got question about the Illuminati. What is it exactly? Why do people think pop stars have a membership? LOL, he tweeted, the Illuminati and devil worshipping like the same thing. Do they have a social network that celebs can sign up for? The MC also joked about which new tech gadgets and social media outlets will work for his so-called satanic lifestyle. Question, can you devil worship on the new iPhone? LOL, he typed. What's next, devil worshipping iPhone or the droid? Does Lucifer return text? Is he or she on Skype? Don't want to be a sexist. Yet Ye even took a crack at sparking a devil-friendly trending topic. Pound, do you like Lucifer? Uses in the ear monitors or signature Beats by Dre headphones? So yeah, he's trying to deflect attention to him being, you know, a gay fish. So what do you think? With 2 minutes left to the show. Oh, we got Diane up in the chat room. Hi, Diane. Happy! It's her birthday today too. She is. She's also 29. So, anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We're on iTunes, Zune, Zencast. You could subscribe to us for free. Yeah, Jews Run the Media Show is up next with Jabba. Love you, motherfuckers. Happy birthday, Christy.